This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Thanksgiving cooking means turkeys, and the first big question a lot of people have, what if I don't take the turkey out with enough time to thaw? How much time do you really need to thaw out that turkey?
Well, it depends on the size. So normally I get it from 2 days to thaw out. If not, you just leave it, you know, in the fridge overnight and hope it thaw. But it depends on preparation too. If you're going to fry it, you need all of that moisture out of it because you're going to start a grease fire like what you see in social media. if we're going to put it in the oven now, with that cooking process, it'll help thaw the turkey all throughout the process. So I'd say if you can get it 2 days out the freezer, let it sit there in the fridge, that would be great.
All right, you've got the turkey thawed. How do you keep the meat of the bird juicy while getting the skin crisp?
So last year I tried something different. So what I did, I make a compound butter and I seasoned the turkey with some herbs like, you know, thyme, rosemary, salt, pepper. And I made this compound butter with garlic, lemon zest, parsley, and rosemary and thyme. So what I did, I make little, you know, slits in the skin and push my hand underneath to stuff the compound butter underneath the skin. So that helps the bird to stay nice and juicy throughout the cooking process. So it's not drying out. The butter is like kind of keeping it moist and flavorful. So that's all. I've done it for the last 2 years and it was amazing.
How do you make that?
Some people like to fry theirs too. Like, actually, I'm going to Virginia for Thanksgiving. My in-laws there, my brother-in-law, yeah. He likes to fry his turkey, which is delicious too. But it's a process. You got to stay here and watch it because anything can happen at any point with the grease and the flames.
Going back to the compost butter, how do you make that?
So what I do is I use room temperature butter. Pretty much just take it out of the fridge for a couple of hours or overnight. You chop up parsley, some garlic. I put some lemon zest in it. Lemon is just so amazing with turkey. Some herbs, if you have thyme, you can put thyme in it. Rosemary. You just pretty much mix it. Knead it together, get it all incorporated. Then you just lift the skin of the bird up and you stuff it all the way up and slide it so it stays underneath the skin while it's cooking. And when it's done cooking, I just use all of that juice and that butter to make my sauce. Delicious.
And you also mentioned frying the turkey and keeping a close eye on it. How important is it to keep an eye on a turkey as you're frying it?
It's very important to keep an eye on a turkey while you're frying it because if the temperature is too hot, you're going to, you know, burn it up. It's going to be burned. And if it's not hot enough, it's just going to get soggy skin. But also the most important part is it not, you know, exploding in the fryer and cause a grease fire, right? So that's why we keep it outside, keep an eye on it, check it every once in a while. So, you know, nothing, because sometimes when you have it covered, the oil tend to, you know, float over and it goes into the flames and that's what causes a fire, which we all see on social media all the time. Turkey gone wrong.
And that's the last thing we want as we get ready for Thanksgiving. Another thing that some people do, putting stuffing in the bird before you cook it. How wise of an idea is it to do that?
You know, that's a brilliant idea, but for my family, that doesn't really work because I'm from a big family. And we have to mix stuff in separately, a bigger batch than what you can actually fit inside of a bird. And I'm always concerned about that too, because I'm just wondering with the raw turkey, with all of that, you know, raw juice and, you know, meat with the stuffing. I don't know. I never done it before. I've seen it before, but I'm just so used to cooking them separate. And a turkey take forever to cook too. So I'm just wondering if the stuffing is going to be overcooked by then. I've never done it before. And actually, I was at Sloan Market a few days ago, and I saw them stuffing the turkey. They put the stuffing inside of the turkey and, like, putting it in this, like, in a bag to sell it that way. I'm like, oh, that's pretty brilliant. I never think of that. But I guess it worked. I never done it before, though.